With Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Did you happen to go see Ghost at Chase?
Oh, God.
Or, no.
You start right there. No, I did not.
And why?
Well, I'd seen it on Broadway. I had seen it on Broadway, and I knew kind of what that was about. I think that everyone, I know there was a lot of merriment around town. I think the subscribers generally enjoyed the show. Its visual elements are kind of eye-popping, but there's no illusion about the quality of the musical. I know that it was an opportunity for people to sharpen the knives and they had a lot of fun with that. But it's not a highly regarded musical. And I thought, however, yes, it flopped on Broadway, but Buffalonians should have the opportunity to see for themselves, and Shays certainly provided that opportunity.
What's so bad about it?
Well, it doesn't hold together. The narrative doesn't hold together. It's very, very contrived. The performers are good. The characters of the movie are not sustained on the stage. And there are moments that are simply so contrived as to be painful. Is that an acceptable critical term? So I just thought, let's just let that go. Let people check that out, enjoy it if they're so inclined, or pass on it. I think that anyone who follows the New York theater knew what that show was likely to be like. It's not an unusual strategy for New York producers to put something out on the road after it has flopped in New York, in an effort to earn back some of the initial investment. They figure there's still some life left in it, people to enjoy it, and so they send it out. You know, Chaplin, there's an effort to send Chaplin out on the road. Audiences loved that in New York, critics not as much, and that might fare a bit better. It does hold together a little better than Ghost did. I did not see the national tour, so I cannot pass judgment on what people saw. I've spoken to people who had a good time. I've spoken to people who also had a good time, but ripping it to shreds. That it's a different kind of pleasure. Sort of watching a football team get beaten badly can have pleasures of its own.
Well, one show I do know that you did have a chance to see, the effect of gamma rays on Man in the Moon Marigolds.
Over at the New Phoenix Theater. What a beautiful play by Paul Zindel, and the virtues of the productions, the actors who are playing, particularly the actresses who are playing the young girls. Two grown women, Aaron Lee Dandies and Anne Rowaldi Boucher, who played the sisters. Though they are grown women, they frequently play child roles. They're petite, and I guess as long as they can get away with it, they will play Pinkalicious and Anne Frank and, you know, whatever they can, and they're very, very good. A debut by Zoe Diana, who's the daughter of Carrie Kate Abel, and whose grandparents have also appeared on the stage, and she played Janice, the girl in the science fair who has skinned the cat and put the bones back together, and this gruesome monologue she gives, this very competitive girl, and Zoe nailed the monologue, and it was very dear to see with her whole family in the audience.
You know, one other thing we were talking about off-air is the many, many shows across community theaters, and we were counting them up and looking through that, and you had some interesting history of community theater, and there's so much right here in Buffalo.
Well, in the whole area around us, and even right now, the Town Players has The Foreigner, the Larry Shue farce going up in Tonawanda, and Ghostlight Theater, which has been around for many, many years, doing a thriller, a world premiere thriller called Deep End of the Dark, Towards Zero and Agatha Christie, Spellbinder, the tried and true, long-standing Aurora Players, and frequently these are great meccas of community activity, especially in rural areas. And I think they're sensational. Sometimes it's generations of community theater participants, and they do wonderful, wonderful work. I love seeing school kids have this opportunity. I think it's a fabulous thing for communities across this country to have that opportunity. And history, you had asked me. I was telling you, it goes back centuries. Even in ancient Greece, those were not professional theaters. That the people who performed for Sophocles, they did not make their living as actors. That was civic theater. And through the medieval period, theater pulling community together for thousands of years, and probably will continue to do so.
And with Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Eileen Buckley.
And I'm Anthony Chase.